And welcome to another edition of the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I am Dougie Almeida, broadcasting live from Simpsonville, South Carolina, where I'm getting an accent every day. And just a little bit of a slightly fatter, slightly taller Joe Pesci in this part of the world. I'm joined by today by my two friends and fellow comedians, Mr. Brian Dunkelman.
What's up, Dougie?
And Mark Yaffe.
Dougie, good to be back.
It's good to be back. Mark has been on the show before. Matter of fact, I think the last time Mark and I saw each other, we were driving on the northwest coast of this country.
The beautiful Redwoods.
Yeah. And Mark kept saying, let's take a hike. I'm like, you take a fucking hike, buddy. I don't need to be walking anywhere. What are you talking about, a hike? And Brian, you and I were just in El Paso, Texas.
That's right.
At the glittery floor of the El Paso Comic Strip.
That's going to be sealed any day now, I'm sure. That was amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mark did a great job putting a floor down, like glittery. It looks like you're in Vegas, right? It's just like, but it hadn't been sealed yet. So there's like a trail of glitter leading from the into the parking lot from the
everywhere. All the green room was just covered. It's like a billion Tinkerbells went through a wood chipper in that place. It's just, it was fun though.
Yeah. Somewhere there's a guy trying to explain that, honey, I was not at a strip club. Yes, you were. No.
Is he getting ready to do like a disco after the comedy or what?
It was, all I know is fun as hell because I hadn't been there. That was my first time working there after auditioning some years ago. And I got to work with Brian. We had a good time. And man, it was just, El Paso. I mean, you fit in El Paso, Mark. You look like you could be from El Paso.
Well, last time, yeah, I look like I could. I look like I just snuck in from somewhere.
Not far to sneak there. That's not true. Far.
Last time I worked in El Paso, our ride home back to the hotel, she got stopped for no license, no insurance. And one of the passengers not only had beer, wasn't mine, another passenger had cocaine, and we only got off with the ticket for no insurance. So I felt very fortunate I wasn't in El Paso jail.
Yeah, that could have been rough.
I just wanted to ride back to my hotel room. And yeah, so you got to choose your rides wisely. This was pre Uber, evidently.
That seems to be a golden rule amongst comics, right? Never go home. Never go to somebody's place after the show.
Well, they were taking us back directly to the hotel. The other comic, I'll leave nameless. I think they were going to hang out with him. I'm like, yeah, I'll jump in. I just want to get back.
Wasn't the opener, was it? Because openers can't afford coke.
Oh, this is years ago. This is okay. I was meddling. Yeah. So
back when they were paying you with it.
Yeah.
Exactly. I missed those days.
You ever have that? That was notorious. Like, listen, I could pay you in cash or I could pay you in cocaine. Which one do you want?
Yeah, half green, half white.
They try to pay me in casino chips, so I get that bothers me a little bit.
That's got to be the worst. I mean, that is the worst temptation when you do a casino gig. You know what I mean? And you're trying to, I gotta make money. And then there's nothing more frustrating than the first night of a 4-night stay. You already blew all the money you're going to make.
When I first started working Vegas, I get there on Tuesday. By Thursday, I'm ready to give hand jobs in the parking lot just so I can get back in, man. It was brutal. It was like, okay, I need $10 to take a shuttle back to the airport.
It is nuts, right? I mean, some of these casinos you don't trust. Like when I was in Vegas, I was at the Strat, and many people told me I was stupid. They bother gambling at the Strat. I got to tell you, I was almost going to kill some of the blackjack dealers. How many times can you get 21 or push on 20? When you get 20 on three straight hands and the dealer gets 20 or 21 on four of those six hands.
Dude, I put a bet in Thursday night. I was doing a one-nighter in Reno, and I put in on the Thursday night football. It was a parlay, just $30, but it was Green Bay money line and the over. So 30 would have got me 190. Well, they turn the TVs off. I'm watching on my phone, and they're introducing me, and I see not only Green Bay score, but my fantasy guy score. So I start running up and down the bar. I'm like cheering. They introduce me. I'm like, anybody else have Green Bay money line with the over? I don't care if you laugh. I'm booking rich, bitch. And I thought I won that bet the whole show. It was one of the most fun shows I've ever had. Got off stage. The other comics like, oh, you didn't see that touchdown got called back, did you?
Oh.
I said, shut the fuck up. Why? That's not funny. He showed me his phone. They did not cover. Oh my God. I would have been so miserable, but instead I still got that joy of winning and had that great show. So the football gods were taking care of me. Otherwise, other than the fact that I was, didn't have $200 in my pocket.
Thank God. You know, thank God you didn't know beforehand. Otherwise,
I know it would have been an angry set.
I'm fortunate. I just got off working 3 weeks on Hall in America, and they don't let us play the table games, which is probably a good thing. You know, so it's like they don't want us winning big. You know, they haven't seen my bucket strategy. It's not happening.
Is that what they're worried about? A comic winning big.
Exactly right. You imagine Mark, if you showed them your past gambling history, they'd be like, "Let him play."
Well, I still played the machines, unfortunately. I don't really play machines because they're not, and that didn't go so well. So they were happy to have me.
Yeah. How was the seas?
Oh, we did. Went up to San Francisco for a week. Made our way up the coast, and then went down to Mexico. It was awesome. You know, I think they went out about half capacity. So I don't know if that was intentional. Or if there's passengers to start booking yet, but yeah, it was just like the old days with masks.
Yeah.
No difference. Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird. Sometimes, like, I don't believe there was masks in El Paso, right, Brian? Nobody's really wearing masks in El Paso.
There were more than I thought would be, to be honest with you. Yeah. You know, the day I left, I went into, I don't know what it was, a sub shop, and they were like, "Do you have a mask?" I'm like, "You are the first people that have asked me if I had one." I'm like, "I'm not a Karen, but I didn't bring it."
Yeah, I'm doing it. I'm doing a college gig there in West Texas A&M this week. So I don't know is the college different because it's a liberal bastion, or do I just go without a mask? I don't even know. I'm bringing one in case.
I don't know.
Yeah, you have to pack. You have to put it. You have to bring extra luggage to bring a mask. But I just been so used to between Florida and South Carolina, nobody has them. But then in North Carolina, I was doing a gig there. Everybody has masks. Like, you walk in the gas station, everybody has a mask. They're looking at you if you didn't have one. Which is kind of nuts. All right, let's get to some of our topics, gentlemen. First of all, while we're on the topic of mask and stuff, it was going to be first, but I thought it was great. Ice Cube walks off the set of a Sony comedy film called Oh Hell No, which sounds appropriate for Ice-T or Ice Cube to be on. Oh Hell No. Sony wanted him to be vaccinated, and he goes, "Fuck you, motherfucker." And he said, "That's it. I'm not getting vaccinated." A lot of money on the table.
Well, didn't his agent or someone know ahead of time the parameters for the shoot? I mean, that seemed like that kind of, it just came out of left field. They didn't suspect anything.
Well, I think it might have. I'm going to guess, based on this, the people who are involved, they're like, "Yeah, we'll take care of it. Yeah, we'll figure it out. Yeah, we'll take care of it." I mean, Brian's probably more in the Hollywood world. You probably have more of an insight on what it's like when it comes to that.
Look, dude, if somebody offered me a movie role right now, I'd get vaccinated 10 times. I don't give a shit. Shoot it right into my dick. I'm willing to do whatever I need to. Somebody fucking hire me.
Brian's ready to put blackface on to go do fucking
let's go. Whatever I need to do.
You know, because in sports, you had Kyrie Irving who says, "I'm not going to get vaccinated." And, you know, just in regards to this, the only thing I can say about this is it's interesting how our country, unlike a lot of European countries, doesn't recognize natural immunity as similar to being vaccinated. Now, Brian, you shared with us in El Paso how not only are you vaccinated, but after being vaccinated, you were deathly ill from COVID.
Dude, I'll tell you what, I got double vaccinated in April. And look, I stayed home when I was told to stay home. I wore the mask. I got the shots. And then when June 15th is when they lifted the mask mandate in LA, I went right to the store. I said, "Do I have to wear this?" They said, "Nope." I said, "Great." And I had the attitude, "If you're not vaccinated by now, that's your fucking problem." And then God went smack, because I went to my hometown for my family reunion, and my niece got sick, and the next night I started to feel like shit, and it was not mild. I had probably, I would say, significant bronchitis for 3.5 weeks.
Wow.
It was 3.5 weeks before I wasn't waking up with a coughing fit, but, you know, I was able to treat mine with vitamin C, zinc, Crown Royal, and sativa. That is the cocktail. Anybody gets this, that's the cocktail. Because where I'm from, we just try to scare shit out.
Yeah.
But I don't know. If I wasn't vaccinated, would I be on a ventilator? I don't know. There's no fucking rules anymore. Nobody knows anything. And that was right before they were really talking about that you could get infected if you were double vaccinated. So they just keep moving the goalposts. So I don't know. But it freaked me out. I didn't do stand-up for about 2 months. I didn't leave the house. I didn't want to go anywhere. More or less, just because I got an 8-year-old kid, I didn't want to infect him. Mm. But yeah, nobody knows anything.
I got vaccinated at the Reno Livestock Event Center. You talk about vaccine hesitancy. Get a paramedic / rodeo clown giving you the jab 50 yards from a 4-H goat auction. That'll put some questions.
But you get
in
the ivermectin too. It's two for you can get both. Yeah. You get the horse dewormer.
Yes, I could have just picked that up at the same time. Got the mad cow. I'm taking this. I got this like skin rash thing on my forehead. And right on the thing, it's ivermectin. So I'm like, am I getting synthetic immunity? Did I not need the shot? I've been putting this on my forehead for 6 months.
Well, your forehead won't get COVID, but everything else in your body will.
If I rub my hand on my forehead, I'm safe. I just can't touch my mouth.
Yes.
Just one safe spot.
Exactly. Jen Psaki, the president's spokesperson, caught it.
I saw that.
Mm-hmm. You know, the thing that's bothersome, we're looking at a big thing now where people are like, there's problems with mandates, right? People, there's a lot of police officers in Chicago. There's a lot of people just not getting it. And, you know, I'm of the belief if somebody doesn't want to do something of their nature, then of course they should be, that should be honored in a sense. And it seems like the government kind of flinched recently. They mentioned that they're going to lighten up a little bit, especially with air travel companies and stuff. They realize what kind of fucking problem it's causing. But I like to shout out to Ice Cube, because anytime somebody turns down that much money under a principle, you got to have a lot of money anyway. I mean, that's usually the only way that you could turn down a lot of money is if you got a lot of money.
Well, that's why they call it fuck you money.
Thank you. Exactly. He's
if
got
Kyrie Irving. He was in the G League. I don't know if he'd be walking away from the season.
He'd be willing as Brian right there to get a fucking shot. Also in that camp sticking it to the man, Enes Kanter.
Enes?
Enes. I mean, that's how I'm pronouncing his name. I'm sure that's how Xi Jinping from China is going to pronounce his name. Enes! Kanter says Nike is scared to speak up against China and wears modern slave day shoes. There's a lot of feeling here that, you know, the NBA caved to China and all the billions of dollars out of China, right? I mean, we all know that China is not a nice place, right? I mean, Mark, I mean, as the humblest and probably the nicest of the three on camera, you know what I mean? I would give you not that I'm saying we're going to smoke a peace pipe, Mark. I'm just saying.
Easy. It's Native American Heritage Month.
Exactly. Okay. I'm saying even today, right?
I'm not buying.
Yeah, you want some turkey and some gravy?
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, China's not nice, right, Mark? I mean, come on.
If even I don't care what political part of the political spectrum you're on, you could be the farthest Antifa left or the farthest white supremacist. Everyone agrees pretty much that China is not a nice place. They've become way more despotic under Big Daddy. You know, anytime you have a leader whose nickname is Big Daddy, that's some serious shit right there. And My thing is, I respect Enes Kanter and Nike. You know, you should speak up. But, you know, as a country here, we Apple, where I have an Apple iPhone, I got an Apple MacBook. And so I feel I can't get all high and mighty because I'm buying a lot of Chinese products that are made under questionable circumstances. So it's like, hey, how do we draw the line? Where do we draw the line? Is anyone boycotting Walmart and Dollar Store over all that Chinese shit they're selling?
Well, they actually have concentration camps. That's a
documented fact.
That's a red flag.
Yeah. I just like it. Let's hope this guy doesn't slip and fall. You know, or maybe China calls out Hillary and her hit squad to get him. Boston Celtics center, who has been outspoken about the treatment to Mob Marnies in China, wore customized shoes of his team, and he beaten the Charlotte Hornets, which is no big feat. They suck. And they do. But good for him. You know what I mean? I love it when people stand up in the drift of life, right?
Yep.
I mean, speaking of that, Brian, you know, seeing that we're going to have the show, I had a few people ask me, they want to know, how did this guy, what caused this guy to walk away from American Idol?
Oh, it's a very easy question. I have what many refer to as poor judgment.
Yeah.
Yeah, reality television's a fucking fad. I'm not getting a cell phone. That's a fad. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't. Sometimes I can't fucking remember. You know what? You can see the whole goddamn story in the documentary film Dunkelman coming. I don't know when. If somebody buys it, I'll let you know. But yeah, you know what? I did not think reality television was going to last that long, but the way they treated those kids was awful. It was disgusting. I hated it. I'm not a Ryan Seacrest fan. They wanted me to be a cheesy, I won't say douchebag, but I just did, like him. And it's not who I am, man. I'm a comic. We have control over what we say. And then you get to a show like that, and they gave me the script. I cried. I literally took it out to my car, and I wept like a little girl because it was so fucking bad. And the bottom line is I quit because I thought they were going to fire me. And then I thought I made the biggest mistake in the history of show business. I've actually called myself the Pete Best of American Idol. Pete Best is referred to as the Brian Dunkelman of the Beatles over there. I don't know if you're aware of that. But they had me back. They had me back for the finale, the fake finale. They tricked me. I thought it was all over, but it was just the Fox finale. And I opened the show with Seacrest. And afterwards, I saw one of my old bosses. And he basically told me, he's like, it was just an issue of, do we keep one or do we go, you know, go with both? And it was like, we just kept one and it wasn't you. I said, but I didn't get fired. He said, I know you didn't. You released a statement that you were leaving before we could tell you. So that's what I learned that night. And boy, a million pounds were off of my shoulders because like I didn't do anything wrong. I did exactly what I should have done, but I got fucked anyway. So what does it matter?
Well, that definitely shows that you have some, you know, some cognitive, like I say, cognitive skills, like presumptive skills, right? Like, you saw it, like you felt like that. Like me with when I work with a big major firm on financial planning, it was like, you know, I knew it was about to happen. You know, I kind of, writing was on the wall. I just didn't feel right doing it.
Well, when your manager's like, dude, I don't think they're having you back. I'm like, oh, well, that's a pretty good indicator.
Yep.
You know, it was funny the way I didn't find out, but I was... After the season, I went, and it was a few weeks. It was about 3 weeks after the season ended. I went. My buddy was making his college football coaching debut, D3 school in Connecticut. And me and six or seven of my best friends from high school were in my hotel room. We're getting drunk before the game, and the TV's on just kind of in the background. But it was on E. And all of a sudden, Ryan Seacrest's picture comes up, so we turn it up. Ryan Seacrest has just reportedly re-signed for upwards of $1 million for season 2 of Idol. Still no word on co-host Brian Dunkelman, and they put my picture up, and we're just sitting there, and everybody's silent, and then we all at once just burst out laughing, like, what the fuck am I doing on television? This isn't even real, and we just kept getting hammered, and so it was a couple weeks after that. I actually did Stern, and the next morning I said, screw it. If they're letting me twist, I don't know what they're doing, but I'm done. This is my sign from the universe to say, see you later.
Oh, that's – But even then, you stuck to what you wanted, right? I mean, that's, you know, that's the key. It's got to be hard. Like, that's the first thing you learn in comedy. You got to learn to say no. I was right, Mark. I mean, there was a lot of people told me that in the industry. Don't be scared to say no.
Power of no. I got mass respect. Now, my question for Brian: have you ever run into Seacrest again or cross paths? And if you
I hope I'm driving when it happens. no, I hadn't seen him again since that finale. Is the first time I had seen him since our last gig. We did a Vegas special in 2002. And I made a point of it. Look, everywhere I go, and I understand it's going to happen. Every time I do radio, morning television, they bring up Seacrest. It's just, I'm forever linked. I get it. And I went into his dressing room. I made a point. I don't want to see him around everybody. And he jumped up. He's like, hey, Dunkelman. And I just said, I got to get this out. I said, I just want to tell you, I'm really sorry for the times we didn't get along back then. I wish I could change it, but I can't. I just want you to know I wish nothing but the best for you and your family. And he was like visibly taken aback. And in my head, I was like, and is there something you would like to say? And he didn't, but it didn't matter because it wasn't about him. It was like, what am I going to do? I'm going to like hate this guy for the rest of my fucking life. That's like swallowing poison and hoping he dies. So I just had to let it go. I don't give a shit. I got no problem talking shit about him though, because he's going to be fucking fine. Trust me.
Yeah.
He'll be all right.
Yeah. I wouldn't worry too much about him. You mentioned it when we were working together in El Paso, you were thinking about a merch idea.
So many. Just a basic fuck Seacrest. Oh, I do a joke where, you know, the number one question people ask me is he gay? Is Seacrest gay? And I'll be completely honest. I don't know for sure. All I know is that when I fucked him, he didn't seem to be that into it. So that's how he got his catchphrase, Seacrest out, Dunkelman in. And I thought, there's your t-shirt. Stick figures. Little characters of me bending him over, fucking him in the ass, Seacrest out, dunkleman in. And the best thing that could happen is he would sue me. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think I got it. You know what? I'm going to do it. I'm not selling anything. You're selling. You made a couple bucks that week, didn't you?
Yeah, I sold some. I was surprised in El Paso to sell, but I actually sold some shirts.
Well, I'm opening with anybody else get really sick with COVID, even though for a month, even though they were fully vaccinated, we're all fucked. And I keep saying it. And I thought maybe it's just a t-shirt with my face that says we're all fucked. You know, you get a drunk idiot to buy that for $20.
Yeah. Mark, you have any merch?
I got the Laffy Affy t-shirts. A mediocre seller on most nights, but
mediocre seller.
I keep, I wanted to get shot glasses, but I would break that shit. So I'll leave a comic nameless. I know there's one comic who's working. He was selling shot glasses for $20. That's a little bit excessive.
Did wow.
I'm like, dude, you
it's
need
a
to
bit
include,
of a markup.
Right. You need to include two shots of Patron in that shot glass.
Yeah. Fucking bottle. $20. Oh no, I'm about to retire my merch because I've got a couple new things I'm going to put out. One of my newer jokes is hashtag not me. So hashtag not me.
Nice.
T-shirts. Like that's pretty cool. All right. Pretty big around the country. Let's go, Brandon. This is, I know. Now listen, I've learned from both, like Mark and I, Brian and I had a little quick, because listen, Brian and my good friend, Steve McGrew, got along really well working together. And I assumed that this was okay. But then Brian made it pretty clear to me in the green room. No fucking talk about politics, you fuck.
Yeah, it's not going to go anywhere. It's not going to go anywhere. Well, my mind. I'm not going to change yours. You worship the guy I hate his fucking guts. It doesn't matter, man. We're all just human beings. We got to stop fucking talking about it.
That's when I met
McGrew, man. McGrew is the nicest fucking guy. Hilarious comedian. Doesn't talk about anything in his act that's controversial. Didn't know it, and he asked me to work with him again. And I'm like, yeah, that's great. Thank you. And then I saw his Twitter. I'm like, holy fuck. This guy is a Trumper.
I'm working with him, and I'm not saying shit about politics. We're doing Vegas together.
The thing. There's so many other things to talk about. And I thought, so many people in this business have shown me their back. This guy's showing me kindness. I've got best friends from high school that are going to vote for him again. What am I supposed to hate my best friends? Am I supposed to hate my cousin? Like, we just got to stop fucking hating each other.
Yeah.
See, Dougie and I were doing fine, but we just ran out of things to talk about. So then it's the politics. It was a touchy 15 minutes, and we were on that curvy part of Highway 101. That cliff was looking real close. Yeah. I'll be honest.
Mark was like, don't bother putting on your seatbelt. I turned the warning, the blinker off. Yeah, like, why are you driving so fast, Mark?
A quick aside, I know you got to get back to the topic. My ex-wife and I, we owned a driving school, and when the marriage is falling apart, we would fight in the driving school car with the dual brakes. What the fuck? I got short-stopped a couple times.
That's funny. But, it's just great about this Let's Go, Brandon. It's just so funny. They're taking songs off the YouTube. It's just great. You couldn't ask for more for somebody who is conservative. Even as far as Southwest Airlines, a pilot recently was on there, and I guess he suggested Let's Go Brandon on the intercom, which is funny. But now
got fired, didn't he?
Well, he's being investigated, which is interesting, right?
Why does there need to be an investigation? If he said it, he should be man enough to admit he said it and take the consequence, right?
I would say, look, I said it. It's a fucking joke. It's a meme joke at this point. You know what I mean?
Hey, you know what? I was trying to have a sense of humor. This is Southwest. We joke. You want to suspend me? Fine. If you want to fire me, I think the union would stick up for him, but just be honest about it. And then,
only the flight attendants get to do comedy on a Southwest flight, though.
Yeah. We ought to, what we should do? We should open the three of us. We should open up a comedy writing school for flight attendants.
You're right. Punch up your pre-flight routine.
it's like a patron thing. Listen, you guys want to be the fucking highlight of your fucking crew. Let us punch up your pre-flight,
The Reno flight, the guy was pretty funny.
Yeah.
He was all right. I mean, like, usually people like us are rolling our eyes, but I was like, this guy's got a decent little act.
I don't want to brag. I did 10 minutes of stand-up on Alaska Airlines going to Fairbanks. Yeah, we were trying to promote our show, and they're very nice. And so I went up there, and she said, "Well, you're going to do some comedy for us." But fuck, now I'm on the clock. So,
were you up there with Jerry and Glenn?
No, we were doing the World Eskimo Indian Olympics in Fairbanks, if you can believe that. Hey, yeah, there's such a thing.
How many contestants are there in that fucking thing, Mark?
Dude, yeah, the craziest. There's like a handstand where you like, and then they had a whale blanket toss. And we had like 40 of us, and you get gloves, and then they get volunteers, and you're throwing them up in the air, and they're doing like, you know, gymnastics off this whale blanket. It was insane. Yeah.
That's nuts. So how did you do? How was it performing to an aisle of people?
I think I had 3 or 4 titters. Yeah. Yeah. Like, what the hell is going on with the pilot? What's?
I like it when my pilot gets on there and it's a bit humorous. It kind of eases my anxiety when it flies. You know what I mean? I wouldn't mind him, you know, joking up a little bit. I wouldn't mind a Trump joke, even if as a Trumper when I was in there. You know, yeah. I wouldn't have been all like January 6th and freaked out.
Especially if he's slurring. If he's slurring a little bit, you know he's relaxed too.
Yeah.
The pilot does a Trump joke. The co-pilot does a Biden joke. Everyone's happy and we get to our destination safe.
That's right. Balance. Just like they expect us to balance the weight on the plane, we expect them to balance our politics on the announcements.
That's right.
Facebook changes its name to Meta for the Meta Universe. Have you guys ever been in the Metaverse? You don't even know what the Metaverse is, do you?
I just keep thinking of Ron Artest, Meta World Peace. That's the only
name. Yeah. Remember his name change, Meta World Peace. Fucking idiot. Meta World Peace. They should just call you fucking dumb fuck. All right. So
he never met a girl that would fuck him before. That's why.
remember Ron Artest? He went out. I forgot what game it was. He went out to the into the crowd to beat the shit out of somebody.
Dude, you guys got to watch that. There's a Malice at the. There's a whole documentary on Netflix about it. It's crazy. Yeah.
Great. Love it when the I love it when the athletes go into the stands to beat the shit out of somebody.
It killed their. They were gonna. The Indiana was gonna win the championship that year. They were like poised and just destroyed their season. Yeah.
Oh. There you go. Well, you know what? That's our topics of the day. And here's some things I think you just need to know. Clueless Kaepernick equates NFL draft to slavery. I hope you know that. You know, Kaepernick's digging. I mean, listen, you know what I mean? Maybe we should teach Colin Kaepernick to do stand up.
Maybe they're gonna bring him back any day, aren't they?
How pissed off would you be if fucking you got bumped from headlining a club because Colin Kaepernick's gonna headline? I mean, he could probably say that, right? He could probably fill out a room, right?
Dude, before that club in it was what was it called? It was in like Westport. It was outside of St. Louis. You might have been there, Brian. It was I forget the name of the club.
I haven't worked St. Louis.
Oh yeah, they had Laith Garrett coming and John Amos, the father from Good Times, was doing stand up.
Wow,
the most serious man I ever saw on TV. I was scared of him as a kid watching the show. I thought he was going to get on TV and beat me.
Yeah, he was a pretty intimidating dad, and I always wondered how he could be married to that woman.
Oh, to Flo.
And then the other thing was, how the hell could Flo give birth to that beautiful daughter of hers? Like, because I mean, that was my first bit of Jungle Fever, was with AJ's daughter, I mean sister, right? You know what I mean? I mean, come on, Thelma was hot.
Thelma's hot.
And but yeah, John, I mean, I always wonder how could those two actually produce Thelma. Almost impossible. All right, we're about this. And then the last another thing here was Major League Baseball considers dramatic change with robot umpires.
But if you're going to reform Major League Baseball, keep the fans happy, you know, just get some strippers out there, some ladies in G-strings. The fans will be distracted. They won't notice the bad call.
But robots, I'm not on board. You can't get mad at your robot. It's like trying to yell at voice prompts on when I call my credit card company.
Yes.
Yeah, I still won't give a shit. Just can't.
Yeah, you still won't watch it. I think it'd be funny to watch a manager come up to a robot and kick dust on him. Dust on a fucking IBM computer. You fucking idiot. Are you blind? And of course, so we all know, the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse begins this week.
Oh, the kid is that televised?
Boy, I would like to. It's
probably on Court TV.
it's an interesting discussion on self-defense, an interesting angle of self-defense.
Is he being prosecuted as an adult or juvenile? Because he was 17, right?
I don't know if self-defense is the right framing of it when you're crossing a state line with an assault rifle. It's not like someone broke into your house and you're
17.
Hey, don't kill me.
Yeah, there's a bit of a law regarding social disorder and areas of it, and the enabled ability to create militias.
Wasn't comfortable with calling the dead people victims. That's the last I saw about this.
Right,
they can't be called rioters and looters.
Yes, they cannot be called victims because that's presumptive in law. Right. But they can be at the time who they were, which was rioters and looters.
Wait. So if I go to like a sexual assault trial, or do you can't say refer to the rape victim? She's the rape. What? What I mean is a victim. Well, the spacer.
Listen, Matlock, not. Listen, he could not. I mean, the case would be: can the prosecution call the rapist a rapist? They can't. They can't say the defendant. Is how they have to refer to him, or the accused, but they can't call him a rapist. So therefore, victim is presumptive and cannot be used because the defense was trying to put that out, and that's what happens when you use free attorneys. and that's it. That's what you need to know here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Aside from that, now it's time to the news is a joke. Listen, I used to have to go to search news that was shitty and crazy and fucking unbelievable. I just got to go to Yahoo News now. I mean, the shit that we're pulling up, okay, it doesn't need to be special, doesn't need to be odd news, okay? It just needs to be the news. You know what I'm saying? All right. Now, suspect who stole U-Haul calls police and asks for deputies to stop chasing him. You guys better stop fucking chasing me. It's my constitutional right to steal shit.
And then they got him on another citation for being on his fucking cell phone. This guy's a moron. Just another ticket.
I'm sure he was just trying to create a safe situation. You know, he's driving that big box truck and he didn't want to clip any lights or stop signs when he's making some turns. And those red lights are very distracting when you're trying to drive with those mirrors on a U-Haul.
Yes. Around 1:40 a.m. Saturday, Adams County Sheriff deputies located the stolen U-Haul parked at a convenience store, conveniently enough, on the corner of Federal Boulevard and West 80th Avenue. You all know where that is. When they approached, the driver took off. Yeah, that's like the guy who calls the police because somebody ripped him off in a drug deal. You know, like, hey, that guy stole my Coke.
Hey, this Coke is shit.
What dipshit steals
a
U-Haul?
Hey, try this. I'm not high yet.
You got any narcops here that could try this shit before I buy any more of it?
Why is this Coke brown?
It's right next to the cupcakes, everybody.
What happened to the poor renters that had their... Was it full of furniture? Did some poor guy get robbed and now he has to pay for the spike strips that destroyed the tires and all the damage? And the 5 days it was an impound. Who pays for that? It's not going to be Mr. Please leave me alone 911.
Well, you know what? I have no sympathy for U-Haul. Fuck U-Haul. Because like when I moved to Greenville, South Carolina, I had a U-Haul trailer, and they didn't give me the jack so that when you can unhitch it, you put the jack up and unhitch it. They never gave me the jack, so I'm driving around for 3 days while I'm in Greenville with my Jeep, hauling a fucking U-Haul around because I can't take it off. When I get there, the guy's like, shows me how to take it off. He's like, this is how you take it off. I go, yeah, there's not 1,000 pounds of shit in here now, dumbass. Of course you can hold it up. Look, even the dog's pissed off.
I'm still stuck on fuck U-Haul. That could sell. That could be a successful company.
Fuck U-Haul?
Fuck U-Haul. There's something there. Let's workshop
it.
Yeah, let's do it. Here's a story. 33-year-old California man says he was able to pay off his student loans by surviving off two meals a day at Six Flags for years.
Six Flags.
I read the article, dude. He ate over 2,000 Six Flag meals. So all that money he saved on student loans, he spent on plumbers unclogging his damn toilet.
Yeah. He's permanently got soft shit.
What does that mean? Was he an employee?
he did was he bought again. He bought an annual pass for $195, which includes two meals a day when you go to the park
and parking
and parking. So, you know, again, what I love about this story is the ingenuity. I mean, you know what I mean? If you want to figure, I'm tired of people saying, oh, I have nothing I could do. There's nothing I could do. Oh, I'm helpless. This guy figured out a fucking solution.
Outside the box.
But he's let the cat out of the bag now. Actually, I just work with the guy on the ship. He did that with his family. They got a Six Flags pass as soon as I saw this. And he said, yeah, we'd stop by a couple times a week, hit a couple rides, get dinner. We didn't have to cook. And they said we more than made our money back.
Hell yeah. There's somebody right now in marketing going, who's going to pay for this shit? absolutely. All right. Next story. Turkey plans to deport Syrian refugees for posting TikTok videos of them eating bananas provocatively. And is there any other way? Is there any way to eat a banana or a hot dog without being provocative?
The first time my kid ate corn on the cob, he was about 3.5 years old, and he just went like this. And I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. Let me show you how to do that, son.
That's where it starts.
I suspect if those guards, if they went to the out of their way to have those people deported, they were doing, they weren't eating bananas.
Well, they weren't peeling them first. I think that was the issue.
Yeah, that was part of the real problem.
They wanted to simulate a little more thickness.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Turkish government said that it had arrested and moved to deport at least 7 Syrian migrants who are like, what's the problem? They're accused of inciting or humiliating Turkish people via TikTok videos.
So be careful if you guys take any overseas gigs and anchor a turkey and start going after the audience. It could be no trouble.
Yeah, who's booking turkey now?
I think Trouble's doing that.
Is that a Trouble Runner or a CW Kendall?
Kendall.
There's a turkey improv.
Turkey improv.
That's fucking crazy. I mean, the challenge with Syrians across the globe have participated in was inspired viral video. A Turkish man complaining he could no longer afford bananas. He went on to claim that Syrian refugees could buy kilos of the fruit. I just started eating bananas. You guys eat bananas?
No.
I put one in my smoothie every morning. Yeah.
I thought you were
going to make that. Off bananas.
Yeah, I mean, they're really good for the, you know, digestive system.
Was there a bad banana incident, Brian? You gave them up? Or?
No. Nah, yeah, just way too many bananas. I had to quit cold turkey. I had to quit cold turkey. I don't eat that either.
Hey, by the way, I forgot to bring this up, but the McRib is back. I don't know if you guys are excited about the McRib being back.
Oh, am I?
I've never eaten the McRib.
I've never tasted a McRib.
I eat a Chipotle, the McRib of the Mexican food world. So,
Chipotle is unbelievable. The company is unbelievable. I have to put a disclaimer on this thing, I guess, if I talk about stock and companies. But the company is unfucking believable.
Aren't they actually owned by McDonald's, Chipotle?
Yeah, they're a division of them. And McDonald's stock really went up a lot too, by the way. But, I mean, what is your favorite? If you have to go to a fast food place, what's your favorite place, Brian?
Oh, you know, we have Del Taco, which I think is pretty solid. I also like the El Pollo Loco. Those are my two go-tos. I try to avoid McDonald's or anything like that. But, you know, I got an 8-year-old kid, so we go once a week. Fuck it. Let him screw up his digestive system.
Mark?
I guess the Chipotle would actually be my spot. And I'll do a little Taco Bell cheesy bean and rice burrito, 99 cents. You kidding me?
Wow. I'm a Wendy's guy, Chick-fil-A guy, and I used to do the Subway thing because I tried to lose weight like Jared, but I kept just trying to talk to 14-year-olds. that had a bad fucking connotation to it. All right. Dutch University rare penis plant blooms. You know, there's a plant, and it's called the penis plant.
Penis plant?
Yes.
Thought it was like something that you put in a pot, a penis plant. So it's a plant where they make penises or?
Yeah, little cocks come out.
Look, the cocks are blooming.
Yeah, the cocks are blooming.
It's cock blooming season.
Yeah, I wonder if there's a vagina plant.
I got a barking dog. I got to shut this door. I have something to say on this one.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. He's fucking loaded, rocked and loaded.
Why do it now?
Holy shit. Look at Mark's photo in the back. Look at Mark's photo in the back. Look at that guy. I look like Donnie. You look like fucking Donny Osmond in that picture, buddy.
A 16-year-old senile Pomeranian.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you read farther down in the story, Dougie, they said the Dutch professor actually got fired over this. He invited some co-eds over to the greenhouse to see his flowering penis.
So. Yeah, that doesn't go over well with, the department. It looks like a penis. You know, it's why won't be, if something looks like a penis, isn't there anything else you can associate it to, like a cucumber? Now, why does it always have the penis? Like maybe, the cucumber, the penis plant, you know, now the penis plant. Now there's going to be all these chicks trying to grow penis plants.
The Dutch are freaks. What do you expect?
That's true.
You got to water it a lot.
Yeah.
With your Swiss saliva. That's how a penis plant works.
You're supposed to spit on it. The penis plant doesn't need water. It just needs saliva. Just need to be spit on and touched every once in a while. It doesn't necessarily need sunlight. But if you want to leave porn on, imagine you leave porn on, it blooms. That's unbelievable, the fucking penis plant. And our last story, round heads are the real rage in China. So some Chinese parents are putting their babies in pricey headgear to make their skulls rounder.
Who says China's not a nice place?
Oh my God. We want
that. Why had a head? My kid had that flat fucking head thing. And instead of putting him in a helmet, you got to make him be on his stomach for like 15 minutes a day. And he would scream bloody murder. I'm like, fuck it. We're not going to have a flat head. So maybe I've
heard that happening because babies, when they're born, they're basically it's all cartilage. It's not really bone or anything. So it's
It's just soft. But then that's why you see those kids with those helmets. But
wait, the flathead's not from that's not from the natural birth canal delivery. That's just
it's the back of the head because they lay on the back of their, and you just got to put them on their stomach. And after time, it'll kind of come to shape.
My big ass Buddha head, I'd do quite well in China. Size of this thing.
They'd be like,
I couldn't even get a helmet to fit me in Pop Warner football. My head is too big.
The gazoo.
The first time Mark played football, somebody was inspired for the first bobblehead.
Exactly.
He was the bobblehead model.
There's my merch right there.
Yeah.
The Laffy bobblehead.
You are the fucking first bobblehead prototype.
No, actually, you know what? Fluffy had a bobblehead. It's already been done.
So, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We, that's the thing about merch, right? I mean, you got to come up with something good, damn it. You know? Because, merch, comics don't realize how much it is about merch. Fuck. I mean, most of the time, especially as a feature, that's half your pay. Sometimes it doubles your pay if you do well at it.
I'm thinking about selling broken treaties at my shows. Would you think that would work?
I think that'll work on the other side of the coast, man. Listen, that's our stories for the day. And, but we still got plenty of time on the show because, by the way, I'm going to make a quick announcement. We're going to be off the air for a few weeks, 2 or 3 weeks. We're making a big move to a new network. So everybody stay tuned for that. Whole new look to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. We're pretty excited about that. And, you know what I'm saying?
Brian, you're reading this news, Brian, right? He's getting us in before the big switch to the major network. They're throwing us out there to get us out of the way.
Yeah, I like it. Appreciate it. Let's finish up our scrubs and then move into the nice new network.
The AAA guys. Yeah, thank you.
Oddly enough, my first guest on the big week is Ryan Seacrest. So
God damn it.
Our first week back is Ryan Seacrest and in the real Tonto.
There's a show.
Let's talk about the industry a little bit, fellas. Dave Chappelle, big thing on that. As I know you both, Brian, as I see, you don't care about what you say on stage. You're never going to be restricted on stage.
I say you can't cancel me because I already got canceled way before it was a fucking thing. You can't cancel me twice. That's double jeopardy. I watched Law and Order. Yeah, I think it's time. I mean, somebody with fuck you money to go against this cancel culture, and why not somebody with zero money? What are you going to fucking cancel? My Xbox Live Gold membership? I don't give a shit anymore.
Yeah.
What's he going to do? Fuck up my career? It's nowhere to go from here.
Now, Mark, you're a little different.
Wait. No, I'm a little more mellow, but I got a club in the Northern Nevada area, not the Laugh Factory. And the guy, I had Thanksgiving weekend. I'm going to be home Thanksgiving, two nights. And now now suddenly I'm off the roster, and the owner's personally approving all the people. And the previous booker told me, said, "Oh yeah, he was bitching about your politics." But you know me, I don't post a ton of shit online, and I don't talk politics on stage. I try to respect the room I'm working in. So I'm like, "Fuck!" So I'm trying to get to the bottom of it right now. I guess there's a meeting Wednesday, so I will be on the warpath, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving, America.
I don't remember you to do that. It's like, you know, I mean, I've been in clubs.
I don't do political shit. That's what I'm saying. He's bitching about, he cornered me about something. It was a Trump related thing. And I didn't even say anything that offensive about it. I think he's full of shit on something, you know? And it was like, and I guess the guy took offense, and it turns out he'd already taken offense before. I'm like, are you monitoring the social media of your comics
probably.
Now? Nothing better
probably,
to do.
Probably.
Dude, you're a B casino in Carson City, Nevada. I think you've got better things to do, like work on your buffet salad fixings.
I think it is more, you know, I think they do that. At one of the last comedy festivals I attended, there was an industry type seminar, and they said that club owners will look at your social media to kind of see, well, you know, like who are your fans? Like, who are the people that are going to come to see you? You know what I mean? If any, I guess.
Yeah, I understand that. They want to make sure you're not like me with 37 Instagram followers. You're going to book Dunkelman who has fans, right? I understand that dynamic.
Listen, but if I was on Instagram in the summer of 2002, I'd have more than 5,000 fans. But this is where we are. Grateful. It's quality, not quantity. That's my social media presence.
Yeah, are you guys much on it? Do you guys, I mean, Mark, you know, you what happened? By the way, Mark, you used to do those very funny hot tub.
Jokes from the jacuzzi. Yeah, jokes that was kind of a COVID thing. I just got lazy, pretty much. But yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. You got lazy from spending time in the fucking jacuzzi?
It was a long walk. It was a long walk out to the backyard, dude. Okay.
Like, I just can't pull my ass to the jacuzzi again. I'm exhausted.
Jacuzzi. I was just running out of topical jokes. I was writing more of my own stuff. And then, I started working a bit. And then.
That helps.
Yeah, that helps.
I don't know how to do any of this shit. I'm stuck at $5,000. I can't get any more.
I'm on TikTok. Good. Brian, you got look. TikTok's not bad.
I haven't really started doing that. There's going to be something else fucking stupid I'm going to have to do as soon as I get a TikTok. I've got one. I have like 17 followers. I haven't done anything with it.
That's been my most successful genre, but I'm not consistent. You know, I got up to almost 100,000. Now it's dropping because I don't post enough. And that's
you got 100,000 followers on TikTok?
Yeah, but TikTok,
was that helping you getting booked?
No, of course not. Well, I was trying to get to like two. That's where I was trying to think. I'll get to 250, 500, and that'll help my bookings. But I have ADD, and I can't focus on producing content in a timely manner. I get distracted.
I'm producing content. Just nobody gives a shit. I'm getting drunk and doing really shitty karaoke in my living room. And I started doing that over the pandemic. I got like 40 tracks on there. They get 15 views. Nobody cares. I don't know. It makes me happy.
Why aren't you selling that after the shows?
Selling what's on my Instagram for free. You think I could sucker them into, hey, you can get this for free or
people,
I can charge
you. You're what's that word? Coagulating the content. You're putting it all in one easy to shop download.
I don't fucking know. I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out before the aliens get here.
You are coagulating.
I'm Dunkelman's career is coagulated.
You're
bleeding.
Your amoebic amorphic cells are coagulating through comedy right now. Well, I got to tell you with that, I think we should close on coagulating. It's been that kind of day, everybody, but I want to thank you guys for joining me here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Thanks for having me, brother. Good to see you again, Mark.
Yeah, you too. I look forward to butchering more words and phrases next time I'm on here. Thank you.
Absolutely. And it wouldn't be funny if it wasn't for you, Mark. What's coming up, man, for you?
Oh, wow. Like I said, I'm going to, Amarillo, Texas, West Texas A&M and some, some one-nighters, and then back on a cruise ship in Cartagena, Colombia. So put your orders in early if you know what I'm talking about. I take care of you. Bring back some Christmas presents.
Nice.
And yeah, just out and about. Thanks.
Cool, cool. Brian?
I'm trying to sell this film. It's called Dunkelman. I came up with the title. We're calling it a documentary. It's more of a dunkumentary. It's just me talking into camera for an hour and 45 minutes about every horrible thing that's ever happened to me, and it's chock full. So you can go to briandunkelman.com and check out a 3-minute trailer, and you'll get information where it's going to end up. But we're hoping to have a home for it soon, coinciding with the 20th anniversary of American Idol. So look forward to the beginning of the year. We'll have info where it's going to be. But also follow me on Instagram at the Brian Dunkelman, because some little asshole in high school stole my name and I can't get it back. And it's the Brian Dunkelman. And watch my Dunky Yoki videos, because it's all I really give a shit about anyway.
Absolutely. And, you know, we shared that story about somebody taking your name.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They took it on Facebook. They took it on Twitter. Like, look, what? How big a loser do you have to be to pretend to be me? Like, way to shoot for the fucking stars, huh? Yeah.
You are not even Brian.
I'm like, hey, I'm still alive here. They just thought I was gone. That's it.
I mean, the guy makes posts as you.
There's a girl I got rid of the one on Facebook, but there's a girl, her name is Tori DiMatasso. So I took at Tori DiMatasso. I'm like, you can play at this game, bitch.
That'd be, you got to do some, like, you know, some funny videos of her blowing a tortoise and shit.
Interesting how that comes off of the top of your head.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're going to get back at somebody, I can write the book on reciprocity.
There's deep fakes.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, you guys have been great. By the way, guys, I am heading back to Florida on November 10th. I'm going to be at Gatsby's Joint in Fort Lauderdale, headlining the room. Thursday, we have a private event for Bremen Motors and Brady Motor Car members. Friday and Saturday, I'm going to be at Gregory's Comedy Club in Cocoa Beach, looking for a genie in a bottle somewhere on the beach there. And, of course, Sunday, we're excited. The TV sitcom that we shot called Beer Kings, me and Richie Minervini, are in that, and it's going to be premiering at the Savoir Cinema in Fort Lauderdale Sunday. Go to LFG or Savoir Cinema, get your tickets. Or go to my page on Facebook. We have all that shit there. Anyway, guys, thanks again for joining us, and look forward to seeing you guys on the road again.
All right. Thanks, brother.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. God bless everybody. And we'll see you here in a few weeks. All new look, all new feel, all new style. Right back here.
Real, real guests. Real talent.
Thanks, guys.
Later.
Wake up! I'm not psycho! Wake up.
Wake up.